from last week. The chiluk of mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. That's the chiluk of we call human being. Yisrael's Magdir is king of the Kishrin, Dark Elim, the Kishrin of Dark Elim. We spoke about three ma'akfim that are very common. The Elim and the Fnei. All Elim that are. The Magdish is last week. But these are not. Zaytig ma'akfim. Everyone, many years of Avoda and Torah, a Tzahara can bring on a person endless amount of different hurdles. But the three Mekudas we spoke about last week, the Minil Meir, they're inbuilt into the Etzem path of Torah. In other words, if you don't hit any of these hurdles, something's wrong with you. Pirush. That the Etzem, they're conflicting to the Etzem Derech HaSeichel. The Derech HaTorah, in the Dark Eiyun of Torah, the three basic hurdles that are conflicting to the functioning of the Seichel. In the Meila, it's incumbent upon anyone, mutl upon anyone who is wants to do a kindness as Talmud Torah, Chol Kachama, to work at a certain balance in these three areas. The first two we will marry more, the third one we makatza, one we marry more, we maisif, emshech. So the second, we saw that the seichel likes working with clarity and a clear, good human cup. It works like a math mind, calculates things, information. One yisoid, another yisoid, weiter. And the derech, that's in derech of dark union of Torah. This is the Tchilas Choshech. Since Loi Mach Shavoy Seicha, since Derech HaTorah is always Cholik B'Yosoy, the way it approaches you, the way it approaches the first, the premises, the Hepech from the way we would approach. So, Tchilas Choshech, Tchilas and Tchilas doesn't always mean for a minute, it means it could be a very long time. And again, the seichel works bavadois. The seichel works of avadai. The seichel, that's the way it nourishes. Clarity, brirus, behirus. Second part was the endlessness. The seichel, even if it has a little bit moment of clarity, but if you tell them, okay, there's a goal in front of you, get to here. The Torah, since it has this nekud of choshech, there's a certain aspect of a time, a certain aspect, you don't see where you're going, the Magam, that can hear part of the Gemara is built that way. Then the beginning, I don't understand, it's the depth. It's a steer many obey to see the end. If you see the end, it means you have Asadr. You don't have Asadr. Something, it's a different musig that you don't know about. So how could you see the end? How could you see where you're supposed to be going? There's a certain amount of time we can't see where you're going. There's no goal. There's no, okay, tell me for 3 days I'm going to work hard, and at the end of 3 days I'm going to get, you're not going to see it. This is the Derech HaTorah. Two times, so it could be, Lashon Yano, Sugi is Gemara, it's called Sugi is a Gemara, one of the things, Sugi means in Aramaic, to travel, to move, Tiski. Could be that's in Shema, Sugi is, it's a journey, you're moving, you're going. Hol Cheusha. So we spoke about last week, and Sakam, what we saw is that is a balance. Avada, if the mind doesn't have any bit of clarity or some sort of goals, it's going to be, it can't work. So we still have action. Sakam, what we saw is that you can't take it totally ashamed. The first nekuda of that is lack of clarity. It doesn't mean that the end goal is to be not clear. Chas v'shalom. Let's say, b'tzurazu, when you're dying the sugya is aiming to get to something at the end, come out with something. On the way, there's a lot, so you're not going to come out with something today. It's not going to be difficult clear today. But the Seif Tachlis is clear. We can't, in other words, every conflicting Kodesh, there's a period we're on the way where we're using other Kodesh. So we're using the Kodesh of clearing, of danning, of clearing even stodim that right now don't jump onto us. But it's all to get the clarity. And Afkamina is that on the way, you have to make clear, the non-clarity, you have to make some sort of system. You have to constantly be misakim, being, okay, what do we have, what do we don't have? In other words, if the tachlis is sveikus, then if the tachlis is to be, come to a klarkeit, so then the ganze zeit, on the way, periodically, you're stopping and you're trying to make misad it. Based together with that is the short-term goal. The real goal is, part of the real goal is that as you are searching the path of the sugya, you're honing your brain to think like the Gemara. But again, that can't be in front of you. That's not in front of you. What has to be in front of you is short-term goals. What are the short-term goals? Again, every day, what am I coming out with? I'm coming out with this. What do I have? Person learns to make sikunin on the way. He's going to sack him what he has. It's a short-term goal that he knows that at the end is going to end up coming to something. We brought over there the Marsha, and we have to clarify just how Gosha. The Marsha, the Talmud of Yodim, the Vasa, the Fira of Days. The Marsha says that the ultimate goal is the person has his Talmud of Yodim. How do you have that already? I know the Marsha state. There's at least two dinim in writing. The Sfar Chitzayna is that you write because you want to have Laman Yomdu Yamun Alek. You want to write because next time you want to know what Basha said. So you write down, Basha 5 years, going to look back up Sochem. You want to know what Basha said. You want to know what you came out with. So you write, L'man Yom Dumer Amram. Basha is saying there's a whole entirely other, maybe the most important part of Ksivas. It's not for that. It's for the Etzim process information. Basha says, Torah that makes an impact on you. Dying. You're looking for a goal, you're looking for to come out. Torah that taka homes your brain is by writing. When a person leaves thoughts in the Olam HaMachshava, they don't land by it. When you have to process them and put them down in your own words, that's a king in Devitar. That's what Masha is saying, Yesh Laharach Mor, I'm saying the Kitzer. So when you write down, what was the Kasha? What is the Kasha? I had a whole day, today we ended up just the Kasha on Taisis. Okay, I have a Kasha on Taisis, but I'm leaving. Get down clear. You put down in words, what was the Kasha of Taisis? Even in Engloimer, you had a Chavrusa said a Svara, he throws a gang in the city, and you end up, you couldn't, at the end of the day, you couldn't say it, so what do you have? Nothing. No. Write down, what was the Engloimer and the Engloimer. Write it down, process it. Come. It's a clerk. This is like I mean, the first two Zachim, we were Marachalesk, he was in Sakin there. And the third Nikud, I want to be Marachalesk. It's hard to say which is the Iker, this is definitely an Iker goal. A tremendous hurdle for when they turn in. This is the kudah that we said of that as we're learning the Mefarshim, HaKadmoinim, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achoreinim, G'dayl Rosh Yeshivas, G'dayl Achoreinim. So our mind closes. Our mind, our self, the Shvach give us a mind, and it works. Starting at the beginning of the Bible, we mentioned the morale. The ikkar of the person is his mind. That is, whose mind is my mind? It's the way I think. A mind could process, could receive thoughts from the outside, but the ikkar, where it lives, is not when it's receiving, it's when it's thinking. It has its way of approaching things. And I have, and Yanki, and Eliezer, and Shlomi, everyone has their way of thinking. And when you, the Nishibcha, is alive, is when you are thinking. And the problem here again is similar to the first two. There's an inbuilt conflict in Torah, Bechetza. I mean, Torah has to be. I started this last week. You can't start off. What do you think about a carbon oil? It's just the wrong way to start a Torah. What do you mean? What do you think about a carbon oil? What do you think a carbon oil is? Torah, because Shmuel created an oil, and he created what the Torah says about it. But it's not only what you think. About an oil, it's also, what do you think a shayl is? What do you think someone borrows it? What do you think a shayl is? Talk about it a lot. But you have to learn, perik ha-shayl, you have to learn what the Torah is telling about Hashem. We're trying to, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to absorb the Torah. So you must start with, in a certain way, yes, closing your brain. This is the chiluk of Shmia, everything doesn't matter, but that's the chiluk of Shmia and Torah. In the beginning of every sugya, in every area of Torah, also when you learn Mishnah Berurah and you learn Mitzvah Yisrael, everything in the world, any Torah, you have to receive. You have to, what we can learn up, use the term, learn up. You have to learn up the structure of the Torah, sometimes called the Surah of the Shmaitza. You have to receive from the Torah what is the Torah saying or being said about a certain topic. So what happens? You enter a sugya. First, obviously, you learn the Gemara. And then, everyone starts saying, okay, what's the rate? What does the Book of Eger say about the sugya? What does the Book of Ber say about the sugya? If you're an halacha dig a sugya, what is the shach? What is the Magen Avraham? The Taz? The Makor Chaim, the Holim Psochem, the Nesivis? If it's in Chosh Mishpat, the Ksois, and the Nesivis? What do they say about the sugya? And the Emma says, that's the right thing. The right thing is that a person is supposed to hear. First, what are the gedolei? We're talking about a certain mafarshim or mekubal klal yisrael. You have to speak to your rebbe to who that is. But the certain mafarshim that mekubal klal yisrael, then you get the muskuration of what the Torah says. But what happens is, again, this is perhaps, it's hard to give grades, but this is perhaps the silencer, the one that knocks out many people from limud bein. Is but you say ace, you're hearing within, your mind is closed. So where am I in this? Where am I? I'm not alive. There's no Torah going through. It's been received by my brain, but it's not processed from the makar of my seichel, which the Torah is supposed to get there, in the makar of my seichel. Right, the ikar mitzvah's Torah is to reprogram how I think, not what I hear, not what's going in my seichel, it's what's coming from the source of my seichel. And that's not alive. So, starker. Besides, I'm not Makai Mitzvah Talmud Torah, I also don't enjoy it. My Iker Seichel is not there. I'm a visitor here. My Seichel is not involved here. So, La'at La'at. It's okay, the Rebbe, what the Rebbe said, everything is. I'm really not involved. So I'm not involved either. I'm not going to learn so well. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to have a Chelik in it. That's not for me. So, what? Hello? Bekiyas is good. Well, like, at least I could feel like I'm doing something. Maybe at least that other chiluk. But it's not that you're hearing us from an else as far as the whole time, and you have nothing what to say. So we started last week. We said this is again. This is nefash. It's a constant conflict, but you have to develop the balance. Just like in the first two halakim, we said you have to get used to navigating in the sveikas, but within the sveikas, in the confusion, make a seder, have a seder betoich the confusion. Here also, a person who wants to succeed in limud bein, he has to have the ability to what? Chazal called, that betchila, Chazal says, betchila Torah is Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the besoifa becomes your Torah. That's Chazal said. Torah has to become Torah delay. Let's see this. The Gemara in Kedushin says, it's a term that's quoted. The source is the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara is talking about Hilchis Kavod, Kibbut of Ein, Kibbut of Melech, Kibbut of a Rav. And the Gemara says that a Machlokes, if a Talmud Chacham or Rebbe could be Meichel on his Kavod. The Gemara says that a Rav could be Meichel on his Kavod. Raif Makadish Boch, Kadish Boch was Michael's cover. I'm a Rav, Hachi Hashta, Hosma Kadish Boch, Alma delay, Vitari delay, Machale Yaker. What's the Raif Makadish Boch to a Talmud Chacham? Kadish Boch, he's a Bailam, he owns the world, he owns the Torah. He can be Michael. He's a Bailam to be Michael on the Torah. But here, Talmud Chacham, Acha Tari delay, Rashi says, Bitmia, I covered Tala Vitari, Vaini Yachalim Chala covered the Torah, Shisha Kadish Boch, the Torah belongs to Kadish Boch. The depth is just partial. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu things. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It's not yours. You're receiving Torah. This is what Rava originally understood. Rava, I'm sorry, Rava later on said, in Torah delay, t'chsivu b'terasa yege yemim alayim. first kapitel in Tillim. The pasuk starts off there. Calls Torah Teres Hashem. The pasuk says Kirim B'Soyas Hashem Chavtzoy, and the end of the pasuk says B'Soyas Yigam Alayla. Adam Rava B'Soyfoy becomes Teres. Rashi's Mitzayim. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, this is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Petchila was Teres Hashem, and then it becomes Teres. This Gemara that says there's a Bechina of Teres Hashem and then Teres Dilei is that same part of the Ikar Nekuda we're dealing with those mind. That the Ikar of Tachlis Namatar, what did Rava hold in Havamin? Again, you have to learn. What's the Havamin of Rava? So, Pirish, I'm Sarah Pirish, Rava himself, Gemara Navadah Zarah, is also Rava. Sarah Ian, what Rava, what was his Havamin? But the Musig, the Torah has to become Dilei, is not a Prat. It's Pekuch Nefesh in Torah, if someone wants to succeed in Torah, and if someone wants to Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the way we're learning it is, that Devar Hashem should become the source of the way you that only could be when Torah becomes yours. I know, what's you? You is the way I think. What do I think? What do I think? Take everyone in this room over here, I go down to Beis Hashaya, each one will tell me a different thing they see in the beginning. Each one will tell me a different Machshava. Why? Because Reuven's Reuven, Shimon's Shimon. He grew up in Flatbush, he grew up in LA, he grew up in Montreal. Each one, different was a different person. Torah has to enter that part of you. Torah has to enter the part of you that makes you different. That's Torah delay. That is Torah delay. Rav has said Torah delay. Where did he get it? Where did he get Torah delay? Rashi, quotes of Rashi, this is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes. Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes. Malal state. The Gemara asked the steer. At the beginning of the pasuk says Teres Teres Hashem, and the end is Teres Delay. So first, the Gemara brings a memra. I'm a Rava Betchila and Rikus Al Shmoy Sheva Kadosh Baruch Hu Lubsoif Nikus Al Shmoy. Shenemer Beteres Hashem Chefta. Beteres Ayegad Lemalayla. The first member of Rava, Rava just points out these two tkufas. Rashi says what decides the beginning and the end. Rashi says Besoif Acher Shetarach. Rashi says, Torah, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, this is the Bechina Menes Asfaleh. One of the things that makes Torah, that transforms the Torah to become yours, is when you extend yourself. Extend yourself, we spoke about Riches, what does that mean? That's when Torah starts becoming, entering you. Second member, Rav Amar Rav. La'olam yilmed adam Torah, v'achakach yegeh. First, the person should learn Torah, v'achakach yegeh. Rashi says, yilmed Torah means from a Rebbe, and afterwards you should be ma'ayin. There are two things in the beginning from a Rebbe. One is, it sounds like you're receiving a lot more information quicker. And the second part, we'll see in a second, the Marsha, is that you're hearing a lot from a Rebbe. V'achar kach yehege is you ma'ayin yourself. You ma'ayin yourself. Shenemar b'teres Hashem v'hoder b'teresay. Rav brings these two tkufas in the pasuk. This tchila teres Hashem, that's when you're hearing from a Rebbe. And then afterwards, when Yege, then it starts to become Teraz. Zok Tigamor, Zok Rashi. Achakach Yege, Ya'ayim betalyudu, the Tamude, Ledamais Milsa, La Milsa, La Akshis, Lutaris. Ubishonel Yasakim. Shema Yavatal, first of all, it sounds like if you're still going to be clearing a lot by yourself, you're not going to hear from somebody who knows how to handle the Rebbe. Second, Varav, Layimsaloy, later on, you're not going to find the Rebbe if you're going to handle, he's available for you now, learn from the Rebbe. Another thing is, one of the reasons why people say you should learn quicker and hear from Laf from everything. The musik called Messiashi Betamuda needs beer, it's not our Indian right now, but you become more mature in learning, we'll call it. Learning grows and grows on itself. Later on, you can have much more Malcolm the Sugyas if you spend less time looking at yourself. In the beginning, you hear from a Rebbe a lot, and then you. Zok Demar Shah Fanat, Shah says the Hedya here, quotes the Gemara Gedushim we just said. It's a state, the Hedya. That the difference between Torah, when it means Torah is Hashem, and Torah delay is when you are involved. When you're at a point that you're receiving a lot, it's going to remain Torah is Hashem. It's going to become you when you are involved. You are involved. Listen to the Surah Shalom Asha. Zok the Marsha, this is the Tesefes the Marsha. He brings this Gemara, he brings our Rashi with the Gemara of the Zohar, with the Gemara in Kedushin, that's Gemara, two Gemaras. He tells you another famous Gemara in the Dharm, the Flanachas.
Yomorin Dav Lamed Ches says, B'tchilas Mantar, Mantar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yomorin says, B'tchilo hayot Moshe loymid Torah u'mishakcha. Originally, Moshe learned, Tanira Moshe learned very hard, a lot of Ikea, a lot of Sias Nefesh. But still, it was Torah loymid u'mishakcha. Ad shenitneloy b'matona. Shenemar, v'hi, chalois ha'ladaber itoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, like a chosin gives a matana to a kala, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him matana. This is the title of the Mashal. What does it mean, give it to matana? Matana. Matana means it becomes his egen ezach. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him an egen ezach. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Moshe Rabbeinu could, show through this Gemara, could be Moisef into the Torah. At that point, it became the king in Benashe, became Torah Dilei. In the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshachoy because it was something that was foreign to Moshe. He couldn't process it until it became his. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to explain better where that happened and how did he do that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the Torah is something that Moshe could be Ma'ayin Ba'atzmoy. And that was when became an Egen Akinyan. This is what we opened up last week. I don't want to say this in two shlavim. This isn't two shlavim. Within the two shlavim, there's a lot of worlds, but a person in his tchilas darkei, and I'm talking sitting in a room where the age over here is almost 30, 40 years, different people tchilas darkei, every boch, even the bochum over here are not, Baruch Hashem, they're learning for a bunch of years, the Malad culture came. But there's a certain mechuda of tchilas darkei, everyone has to work it out for themselves, but a person is hearing a lot. Hearing a lot means hearing a lot from live rabbein, from Svarim, you're learning a lot of Gemaras, learning a lot of Svarim, reading, processing information. That Bechina is very hard. Yes, it's very hard. Because there's a certain point where you're not alive, like we said. It's not yours. You're an outsider, you're receiving. You're very passive. It's not you. A person, you need Hadroch, everyone, to know when, at what point you start doing this and how much you start doing this. Even in the period that's hearing from Rebbe, at some point, I don't know, in the very, very beginning, could be you don't do this at all, but he has to slowly start adding his own input. This is what one of the Memches Kinyanei HaTorah, Shomea Moisef. One of the Memches Kinyanei HaTorah is Shomea Moisef. What does it mean Shomea Moisef? Let's think about it. Allow them for a second. It's one of Memches Kinyanei HaTorah. What it means, the idea is to add on Torah, so it means the part you added on is Kinyan Torah because it's an add on to Torah. That's what it means, Kinyan Torah. Shteitzik is not Yishan. Shomea Moisef, obviously, is not Kinyan Torah only what you're adding. It's in what you heard, and what you heard already from the Rebbe and from the Sefer. The Kinyan, to be kind of that, is being Moisef on it. What does it mean? It means it was not developed tonight. It means that you have to be able to hear Torah and process it. And process it in your own system. How do you process your own system? How do you take it vital and process it? It's impossible if there's no addition on you. It's impossible. If you're not going to be Moisef Epis, there's no way it goes into your own Kalim. It doesn't go. So what is that Tesefis? There's a lot we talk about. But the first thing is like just to work out what the Rebbe, a person who's telling you something, he never works it out totally with all the pratim of the sugya or the way how you just work out what he's saying. It's already a Tesefis. Kol Shekein, a mushal is a Tesefis. Kol Shekein is a kasha, a sushnel. Talk about Memshach, another chiddush, shen, big zach. But the Aleph Beis is Shomea Moisef. This is the Aleph Beis of Someone says, there's a Rebbe who has hundreds of Talmidim, Rebbe Ram Yeshu and Brisk. There's hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim learned by Abasher. There's hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim at all. So a Talmud who becomes a big person is never going to say, oh, Abasher's Torah. A Talmud going to be present, not going to say Ravam Yeshu is Torah. Of course, he's going to say Ravam Yeshu is Torah. This is Mitzrayim from Torah. This is Torah's Kachim. This is what was it? The Otu, the Rajba, wasn't a Talmud of the Ramban. And the Ritva wasn't a Talmud of the Ramban. The Ritva and the Rajba are not saying over things in the Ramban. They're not saying, of course they are. So I ask a question, what separates the men from the boys? Why are there many Talmudim who walk at a brisk? Nothing too great comes out of them. I'm talking about some people. Look at them. I don't. And some of them don't. And similarly, even though they're saying over the shurim, but they become emes talmid chachamim, and you see they're lebedik, and they yeah, and they grow into. Why it's telling this nakuda? There were people when they were being makabel, so we call a parakeet. The person was just amassing things, just hearing. That's all he's doing. And it could be a very, very talented person who could store. It could be a Boris Sid Shaimboy. He could mamish have a lot of things. But at the time, he wasn't processing to his own kingdom. He wasn't interpreting it to his own Havana. I'm talking about the most basic thing before saying Gulais Chadushim, adding on Nochi Saidis. This is a basic kiyum of Torah delay. It's a basic kiyum of Torah delay. This is the first part of Torah delay. And this is what you have to do, and it's taka very hard. Because you go into Shir and you hear Rav Yeshua has been saying Shir and Kachim and Tochim for he's reserve. What he does, you taka close your head when you hear him if you're smart. If you have any shaykhs, you're smart. Abashur's been saying Shir. Abashur. Listen to the Sivas. You know what the Sivas is? You read a shtickle in the Sivas, you close your head when you read the Sivas. You listen to the Sivas has to say. So where am I in the picture? You have to develop this balance that we hear Tchilos Terosai V'Acharkach Yege. V'Acharkach Terah Delay. Tchilos Teres Hashem V'Acharkach Yege. We called it last week, Shasei Mayim Mi Barecha. The pasuk later on, the more of the Zohar brings this pasuk, we test. Shasei Mayim Mi Barecha. A bar is a place that is not Neviyah Me'atzmoy. You're hearing from other people. You're not yet holding baby Neviyah Me'atzmoy. It's not coming from inside totally. The source of the information is not coming. You're hearing. But Barecha, make it your bar. Make it your bar. This is Machriya, the Asid. This is Machriya, one of the big Nakudas of Machriya is to develop this balance. Let's go further. And this is Taka, you need to go further. And the next step of this is Taka to Mechadish Chidush. Be'emes, this first part is also Chidush. It's also Chidush, and it's also called Chidush Torah. When something comes clear by you in your own Oifanim, it's called a Chidush. And Lozhin writes that way. But there's no question that a large level of Torah delay is when you start flowing into her, when you start being Mechadish Chidush. And this, again, everyone needs Hatshuacha when they're holding by it and when they're ready and how much and when they're ready. But to Mechadish Chidush, that a person actually says, a new thought. He could be using something that he heard, a model that he heard, but it's something that came from him. He thought about Akasha and he worked on something and he said, Chidush. And then you need, you need to be melumid in Derech Ha'iyun a little bit before a person's holding by being Mechadish Chedushim. But as you become more and more, Rashi calls Mesiashi B'Tamuda, as you become more and more Mesiashi B'Tamuda, you become more melumid, what the Kseis calls Orchei Deraisa, you become more melumid in the Derech Halimud of the Torah. You learn, gobbled a lot of Zorb, and ate a lot of Rashis, and a lot of Mishnah Berurahs, and a lot of Mesiyos Hasharams, and a lot of Tosis, and a lot of Rashbams, a lot of Rambams, a lot of Chaims. You digest a lot of Torah. As you do, you become Chidush Torah. This is a tiefer level of Torah. This is a tiefer level, maybe even a shleim certain of Torah. What's the nekud of Chidush Torah? So here, before I want to stop, let's stop for a second. The whole Zman, we're talking about the difference between Talmud Torah and Mitzvahs. I just want to show my welcome. And Chidush Torah is not a Zayit Gezach, it's part of the Etzim Chetzel Mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. Is it ma'akiv and mitzvah Talmud Torah? It's hard to say. Never found the four shemakos. It's ma'akiv and mitzvah Talmud Torah. But for sure, the key and b'shleimus of Talmud Torah is when a person is b'gat shalusha. Makal gadaver. That's part of that Talmud Torah. Or the gagoyim. Gagoyim. And there is Aliyah. 2 weeks ago, parashas Balak. Gagoyim and there is Aliyah. The whole gang. I could go into the whole gang of the gagoyim. But he says as Balak was coming to attack Klal Yisrael, the Malach stood in his way. And it says the Pasuk three times the Malach stood in his way. Because there are three koiches that Klai Yisrael has. It stops the Oivim, the Bolok, who's coming to Mafsi Klai Yisrael, stop. Three koiches. They are Yira, Shemai, Yira, Torah and Mitzvahs. And he says, going Kedarka, he's Machavin, Psukim, because of Kuris, and he just works it out. The first time it says, the Malach was Nitzav Baderech, he brings a Mokar, but Char Baishlufa Beyodoi, he brings a Mokar, Derech is Yir, it's the Kaychav Yir. The second time it says, the Malach was B'mishol HaKromim, Mishol HaKromim, Godor Mizeh is the Lucha, is Kerem, Kerem Beyavne, Torah, he brings Makaris, Kerem is Torah. And the third time it says, he was Bederech, he was in the Bederech, Ashelo Yulcholim Tois Yomim Usma. The third time it was in a small path, you can't go right and left, that's mitzvahs. Why is that mitzvahs? It's a little bit of a burden. Because in mitzvahs, as opposed to Torah, you can't go right or left. You can't add anything. You can't be mechadish in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, lo sigra v'lo soisif. You can't be moisif anything in mitzvahs. That's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, like we spoke about barichas, you're an effort. Asheloi, but Torah, he says, Masha enkein Torah, you can mechadish chedushim. It's a mokam luta. It's a minu small. You can mechadish chedushim. He also adds in Tziogim, Tzorot Birish, what do you have in Tziogim? He says, he could make Chedushim in Tziogim, that's Torah. Are the Fanino the Goyim? He's not saying a side product. The Torah is Magdir Mitzvahs, as opposed to Mitzvahs. This is something basic, different from Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, there's no Mokam Mechadish. Torah, from the Etzem Mitzvahs of Torah, is the Mechadish. Why? So the Dakendu that we're dealing with, the whole two past Manim, it's Baruch, it's the Dach. A Mitzvah we saw, it's Lahav Lohonesinu, it's Avdus. A mitzvah is about Ratzon Hashem. Only about Ratzon Hashem. Only about Ratzon Hashem. There's no mokum for you to start adding your own zachin into mitzvahs. We spoke about hiddur mitzvahs, the tesef is on the mitzvah, but the gufa mitzvah is no mokum, like seisef, like sigra. But Torah, as we explained, Torah is lahonis ninu, and we explained the reason is because Torah has to go into you. Because Torah has to get into Torah delay, it cannot remain a dover noise, if it has to go into the core person. But oisem adbea, this is the reason why Torah, the Ebershter, had to make ability of loy b'shamayim, we could be mechadish. If we did not have the ability to be mechadish, there would be the Torah wouldn't be able to come totally ours, wouldn't be able to come in delay, it would be a certain nekud of avdos. Dainu, what happened is, that chidush Torah is the chelik of the person is noiveya. It's a chelik of Torah that is furthering you honing your brain and to think like a Torah, furthering you putting your zich, your ani, your tzuras hamachshava into Torah. First, the merdeka tun kudus or merdeka marmokam. It's not shlomit. It's in yemis teichemit. Teichemit. Called Tarkula. It was a sad called Tarkula. Isis at the Olive Base. He talks about Kavod Chachamim. He talks about Kavod Chachamim. Should question titles. Kavod Chachamim. If you have to write all the titles, then he brings Chiddush Gadol. He talks about that Tam Chacham could be Moichel on his Kvayda. So Tam Chacham could tell me, you write me a letter. You don't have to give me all the big titles. But he brings from Marit and the Magen Avraham and Zayis Rana. Boys at Tamufur with Ray. He says that maybe Yitoch, that not every Talmud Chacham can be Moichel on his Torah. He says there's a Talmud Chacham who's called a Baal Shmuas, and then there's a Talmud Chacham who's Mechadish Chedushim and he's a Merera. Can hear every Apsak a certain way is also Chedushim. He says, a Baal Shmuas, and he says, it's not Torah delay. You can't be Moichel on Chedushim. The Gemara in Chedushim says that in order to be Moichel on Torah, you have to be Torah delay. Someone who's just a shita mukubetzes could say exactly the word verbatim, or Rosh said over there, tell me over there, Rebbe verbatim. But there's no chidushim, you can't be mechal on Torah. Someone's mechal on chidushim. I want to ask Pelem Pshat and Rebbe Zedekam, what does the Seichem mean? What does that mean? So now there's mechal on chidushim, those five chidushim that he added, those five are Torah, the rest of it's on his Torah, the rest of all the Torah that he learned is not. He's a Shemaya Moisev. His Torah changes around this whole Surah to Torah. Someone who's Mechadish to Torah, he is flowing in Torah. But he has to think about things the same way he has opinion on how to fix out the whole problem, the draft problem. He has an opinion now in Torah also. Again, to start off with opinion, you're Stamabal. You're Stamabal. Who are you? Start off, you come to the Sugya. What are you? We don't know anything. But eventually, to train yourself in Torah, and all of a sudden you have an opinion in Torah, it's a Torah delay person. What did we say earlier this month? And what's the difference? You have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, cover, cover. Why do you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham and you don't stand up for an Oisei, for a Noi Peluluv? Why? So we said, that's the Taich. Because a Talmud Chacham transforms who he is. The Torah doesn't remain a side thing in him. The Torah becomes the core of who he is. Here we have the Steichem and is ending in Nacha Kenech. What is he? Every Talmud Chacham you have to stand for. But is a different level of a Talmud Chacham. He's talking about, he's not saying, Aga, Baal Shem Wuz, not Mechavit. He's saying, he's not on the level of Kari Dilei. Why do you have to mechabit? Everyone has to mechabit. Oh, but the level of a Torah, Talmud Chacham, who is mechadish kedushim and moira hirayis, he's a different level of a person who becomes, he transformed himself, that he, in the goof of his seichel, he is flowing Torah. This is the nekuda that we're trying to develop today. I don't have time. I don't think I'm going to have time. The ma'is, the next step is, just I have to say it, because it's to teach. You should know that the next step is that a person has to know the tzur of Torah eventually to teach. This is Aman Aslami. We spoke about now being Mechadish. The next level is the Hemshech Lepasav. Shasei Mayim Berecha. He knows Agav. The second, the first thing is Berecha is when you're receiving from a Rebbe, you're adding your own thing. He knows Limitoich Berecha. The next step is your Be'er, your Mechadish Chedushim. And then it says, Futsu Mayinasecha, Bechoy Vespal Dimai. Futsu Mayinasecha. Futsu is you start being mashpi on other people. B'chavis magamayim, the grain explains, is even more hashpah on other people. Not if people are next to you, it's more hashpah on other people. And avisin is something that's not well enough known, that the etzem tzuris ha-Torah, it's just time of Torah. It's incomplete, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I want to do something else next to vadim, so I don't have time. That's what I'm missing. But the etzem, it's incomplete. A vad in the midst of time of Torah, without knowing that part of the midst of time of Torah is lalami. The Rambam, say for a mitzvah, Sfir Aleph, he says the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is koil of two things, lilmud v'lamid. It's not a separate thing, it's part of it. It's a hemshich of living in Torah and bringing Ratzon Hashem. We said the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is bringing Ratzon Hashem into my brain. Part of having Ratzon Hashem in my brain is passing on that Ratzon Hashem to the people. It's part and parcel of lilmud v'lamid. That's the hemshich after Mechadish Chedushim. First, Teras Hashem, Terasoi mi berecha, berecha, and then it's lilmud.
I think it died. Yeah, it's charging.
That's what I figured. That's why I didn't take it out. I didn't touch it. Thank you, man.
That's in my computer's.